Welcome to BizHubs, a show where entrepreneurs take quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. Be sure to follow us and subscribe on Apple or Spotify so you don't miss another episode. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. Through my work with entrepreneurs over the years, we've seen our fair share of big wins and tough losses. Sometimes they're funny, and sometimes they're painful. But they always teach us the lessons we need to learn, whether we are ready or not. This show was made to honor those little stories that help us take big steps forward. BizHubs is brought to you by Factor One. If you are an entrepreneur and want to grow your business fast, we install a simple framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. To learn more, go to FactorOne.io. That's FactorOne.io. Today's guest is Margie Bro. Margie is a transformational energy for life coach, medium, and healer. Her focus is to help others release from limiting beliefs, systems, and conditionings and come into flow. She is going to share a BizHub about success, blind in success. So Margie, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. And we'll jump right in. What a great intro. When I think of success and sharing my wins with others, I really have to think about where the journey started and what that success looks like. Because for some, success looks like I made $1 million. And for others, success looks like I was able to launch my business despite any limiting beliefs I had around who I was and what I could accomplish. And for me, I err on that side of success. My whole journey and why I started my business and do what I do was really because of the transformational healing work that I did and had to do for myself. I had a lot of barriers, a lot of limiting beliefs, a lot of obstacles I had to overcome to really understand who I am, what I'm capable of, and what that meant in the world as me operating as this new person. And when I looked at all of the growth and transformation and all the changes that I was making as I was learning new things and putting my practices into place and gaining wisdom by having direct experience and observing what those practices were doing in my life and how they were transforming me, I knew that I wanted to share that with other people. I knew that I wanted to teach people, to help them grow, to help them succeed, to help ignite this wisdom in them so that they too could transform from their limiting beliefs and overcome their obstacles. And it was through that work for myself that I learned to even want to use my voice to illuminate that for others. For a long time, I really never believed that anyone even could care anything about what had to come out of my mouth or that my story could help others. And through this work, I realized actually my story and what I do is going to help be what helps people the most. Mm-hmm. And so for me, success looks like that shift in operating patterns, that shift from I took the lessons and I was able to grow from it. And that's what every small success looks like for me, is always taking the lesson out of something, never looking at anything as a failure, but looking at it as an opportunity to grow and change. And something that I think is really cool that we can do in life is that we don't have to decide that change is not good or scary. We can decide to change in every moment as we take in new information, as we start a new practice in our lives, as we start changing our habits and uploading new things into what we're doing every day. We are leaving behind the person that we were, and we're changing into something new. And that comes with new information, that comes with new things. And that's really exciting to know that I don't have to stay the same, and neither does anybody else. I can learn something new, and that can change and shift my perspective and change the way that I'm operating in the world. And then I can operate in a new way, which is basically becoming a new version of yourself. Yes. So every time I'm learning something, I'm leaving a piece of me behind that is now allowing this new version of me to really unfold and blossom and come out of the cocoon like a butterfly each and every time I'm doing that. And so I go into every experience thinking, what can I learn from this? What can I gain from this? And what value can I add so experience is just as valuable for anybody else who might be experiencing it with me.
I love this so much because we are in constant evolution and in constant change. And a lot of the times we don't realize that maybe we're in a certain situation and we feel trapped, but there's always options. Always. And of course, every choice that we make will have consequences. But we need to put everything on the table and see, like, okay, these are my options. This is the change that I can make. What do I want? What do I really want? Where do I want to go? And be that person that you want to be.
And it also comes with having a lot of compassion for yourself. A lot of people think that compassion means that we need to suffer with. And I look at compassion as truly love in action. It's actually, when we're using it as an active word, it's really the liberation of suffering. Because when we have compassion for ourselves, when maybe we make a mistake or the choice that we made put us in a situation that created an obstacle, it's really, okay, what can we learn from that? How can we become scientists of our lives and observe these things happening and allow ourselves to learn from them rather than shame ourselves for them? Every time I make a mistake, I laugh about it. It's silly. Oh, I learned something. I observed something. I was able to take something from it. But typically, I'm bringing a lot of compassion and love into that moment, because if I shame myself, if I don't look at it that way, I'm going to stay in this really dense place where I'm not actually able to move forward. Mm-hmm. And then what are you accomplishing there? What is your success in that moment?
Yeah.
If you're just not allowing yourself to move forward. So bringing yourself that really true compassion allows you to take those lessons and grow from it and continue on your path versus standing still and be weighed down with shame and guilt and judgment towards yourself.
Oh my gosh, this is, I can relate to that so much. I used to, whenever I made a mistake, I used to just like be ashamed and be like, oh, why? And how could I do this? But then I realized that, I mean, every mistake or every, let's say, loss, quote unquote, is a learning opportunity. And if I just stay in that cycle of why did I do this or how could I be so whatever, number one, it's not serving me. Number two, it's not serving the people around me. And number three, it's not serving the world. It's not serving our, it's not serving to anything.
So,
what did I learn? Let's move on. Next time is a new time.
Next time's a new time, and next time when you encounter a situation that's similar, you're going into it armed with this new knowledge. You're going into it armed with this new awareness that you didn't have before, awareness of yourself and awareness of the situation. And so when we approach things that way, what we're attracting into our lives is different, right? Because I'm sure when you're in that place of judgment and criticism towards yourself, you're experiencing a lot of more things that you realize that you're having a lot of judgment and criticism and guilt and shame towards yourself. When you move in this place of compassion and curiosity and you're being that scientist of your life, you allow yourself to grow and change and shift and take in so much more information that is valuable to you. And you stop looking at things as failures and continue to look at them as lessons. You shift your language even around when something doesn't work out, because it's not if you learn something, what has failed out of that? Because life is a series of things that we're experiencing for the first time. Mm-hmm. And even if we come up against an obstacle or a challenge that is similar, we're a new version of us. So it's the first time that we're experiencing it in this new version of us. So we have to look at it for everything from that angle. And to me, that is what success is all about. Success is all about going into every single thing as a learning opportunity, knowing that I have something to learn in every moment, and that I'm not always just a teacher. I'm always a student.
Yes. Yes. Amazing. This was awesome. Thank you so much, Margie. So who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Yes. So I serve anyone who is on their own transformational healing journey. They want to learn more about energy medicine and how they can use natural law and then the tools in that tool belt to help you expand and grow on your own journey, whether you're brand new on your healing journey or you're in the middle or somewhere in between. I work with all types of clientele. I do both virtually and in-person sessions, and I'm trained in a wide variety of modalities, which is why I call it energy medicine. And then I also help businesses bring this energy into their own organizations and offer organizational flow consulting for businesses who are looking to shift the way they operate to be more person-centered versus the love of money and power over the power of love. So if you want to reach me, you can go to my website, which is prismofbrilliance.biz. You have all my contact information there, and I'd be happy to connect with anyone. Anyone who mentions BizHaps will get a free 30-minute session with me.
Awesome. BizHaps. I will mention it. Well, thank you, Margie. So that's it for today. Thanks so much to Margie, bro, for coming and sharing her story about success. And I love this phrase, be the scientist of your life. If you've got a bizhub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com and we'll put you on the calendar. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One bizhub a day keeps a burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you're looking for help leveling up your business, go to factorone.io. See you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.